views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA. And today is July the 13th, 2017. Just want to thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show and making it a part of your everyday life. We greatly, greatly appreciate you all. And we're going to have a live show for you today. And everyone, we just ask that you will continue to support Black Talk Radio Network and all of the programs that are brought to you by this network in order for us to continue to grow and get you what you need and what you have deemed as valuable and significant in your lives as you are in ours. So this is the collective prudence that we need to happen, and how you can help us in that is if you would give some of your financial energy to this network, because there are no other mainstream or there is no one else that's supporting Black Talk Radio Network, and the network was actually created for your benefit. So we would ask that you would not only just eat, you would not only eat the fruit, but also to feed the root so that the tree can continue to grow. And you could do that by going to the website for this network. That is Black Talk Radio Network is at www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. And once you go there on the far right-hand margin, you'll see the icon for your donations is in green, the holding hands, the green holding hands. Just hit that, and that's how you can give some of your financial energy so that this network can continue to grow and do everything that's necessary going forward in the future, because it is very, very important. Also, there is another way that you can support. Before I say that, I just want to say thank you all for all of your donations, great or small, because all donations are greatly, greatly appreciated. Also, another way that you can support Black Talk Radio Network is by you giving, being a part of its social media network known as BTR Community. And BTR Community, once again, just like the network, was put in, was created actually for your benefit so that you can engage in your social media activities without being adversely affected. And it is something that is very, very important. This is why a lot of people get a lot of solicited calls, because their identity has been sold from some of the mainstream media outlets. Social media outlets such as Facebook, tweeting, and all that other stuff. They actually will sell your identity. So come on over to BTR Community where you don't have to worry about that, and also you don't have to worry about your postings, your ideas, your comments being scrutinized to be used against you in ways that that you didn't intend for anyone else to know about it. Always be careful about what you place on the internet. It is that, because once you do that, it is no longer yours. It is out into the digital universe. So very, very important. So you could do that without being adversely affected or worrying about that. And believe me, there is a cost. Freedom, free, excuse me, I mean to say freedom, free is always a cost, and the cost is a hidden one that you probably otherwise would not pay if you knew that there wasn't any cash that you could see being transferred from you to someone else. But there is something that's being taken. There is a fee for it, and you do pay for it. We do pay for it one way or another, which should be something that we all agree upon. So you can support BTR Community. You can support Black Talk Radio Network by being a part of BTR Community, and it's only $24 a year. So with that being said, real quickly, what I want to do, I'm just going to very, very significant show today. And what we're going to do, and I'm get to my man Scotty, is there. We're going to, oops, let me jump into the board. It didn't do that in time. Let me jump on the board real quick. So I want to talk about today's show. And today's show is allowing your full potential to create your best outcome. The small things that recourse a universe. And this is really all about the net neutrality issue that we need to fully conceive, conceptualize, and decide on a relevant course of action, an action plan. And why should we have an action plan? And that's what today's show is going to be all about, because this seems like it's relatively small, but this has the ability to recourse the whole universe, to replot it, to shoot a new azimuth, to go in a different direction for your full potential for your full potential to create your best outcome. That's what this is all about, and we're going to do that. So we're going to there's some great things that's in the news, but I really do want to get to spend a lot of time on this. Everything that we posted inside what's in the news, we'll get to some of that. I'm trying to get, because we didn't get what's in the news yesterday, and we're not going to do much of it today. But I do want to say, before we do, everyone, please, one thing I do want to emphasize is that the GoFundMe campaign for my man, Will Emmanuel, if you would continue to support that. And you can do that by going to www.gofundme.com/SUY5P-3500. Roughly about 1 month ago, my man Will Emmanuel had just finished his chemo treatment for he had germ cell cancer, and there are some things that the family and Will need to be able to stay in remission and to detox and to get his body in a more healthy state so that he can continue to do what he's been called on to do. And so your support in that GoFundMe campaign will assist that. If you would, please go to the GoFundMe campaign for Will Emmanuel, and that's GoFundMe.com/SUY5P-3500, and give whatever it is that you can to support the family. You'll see the picture of Will from last month and see his smile. So please support the family and support the brother, because this is what we need to do. So definitely want to do that. And so with that being said, let me see real quickly. There's a couple of things. Well, there's a lot of things inside the news that we could discuss, but I want, and we'll take a look at that a little bit later, but I want to jump into today's show, and Scotty is there in queue, and want to talk about this net neutrality. This is really what the show is going to be about today. Would love to hear from you on your comments. What you think should be done? What are some of the things that we could be doing? What are some of the things that we should be doing? And what can we conceptualize? And I'm gonna lay out some things, you know, that I think, and would love for your input. Love to hear from you about that as well. So give us a call at 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, and then hit **. We'll see you in queue, and we'll definitely bring you up. And looking forward to hearing from you today. So my man Scotty is there, and there's some things that Scotty wanted to. We're going to talk about this net neutrality thing. I didn't tell Scotty that we were going to be doing this today. You know, he may not have been aware of it, but not saying that Scotty has to be there for the show, but I know it's something that is very, very important, because the ramifications of this is far, far greater than what we all think. If you think about it, everything that today's world has gone into a digital space. It's a digital space that we all live in now, and it has major, major ramifications going forward. And that means that we should be strategizing and making our position known, that this is what will be acceptable. That's what today's show is all about. So my man Scotty is there. Wanted to bring Scotty up real quick. He wanted to express something to everyone. And then we're going to jump into today's show. And at any time you'd like to get in on it, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Very, very important that we do. My man, Scotty, go ahead, yeah. Scotty.
I asked Dave to allow me to issue a correction of something I said about Mark Zuckerberg, the CEO of Facebook. And I said yesterday that they did not support the campaign for open internet. Now, I found information today as I was trying to see what the results were of the campaign, which was designed to, you know, launch yesterday and get everybody involved on that one day. But I found out today he did issue a statement. Now, so I have to come on anytime I put out some information. I am sincerely putting that out to be the truth as best I know it. But if I come across more information that proves that I was wrong, I feel that it's my duty to then inform those who trust me that I was wrong about something, and so I want to correct what I said. So, but there's a caveat to that. Now, Mark Zuckerberg put out a statement, but I didn't see the statement. Many people didn't see the statement. Okay, it was quiet. I would say quietly, you know, released that he was supporting
right.
it.
And there was a reason why. But go ahead, Scotty. Yeah, sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, and the reason he issued the statement was because he of appearances. He did not want to seem to be like one of those, viewed as one of those who support censorship and who are against sovereignty of the people and against independence in terms of the internet, okay? And so since he has the largest membership base of any of this social media out there, I don't know how many users. I've heard 1 billion, 2 billion users. Now, if he really supported the open internet, he would have sent those 2 billion people a message saying, hey, click on this button, go fill out, you know, this email, sign and tell your representatives or tell the FCC that you support an open internet, or make this phone call to your representatives telling them that you won't tolerate them censoring the open internet. So because
like you did.
Yeah. So like in the past, we seen Mark Zuckerberg use that platform to promote stuff he does support, like Gay Day. And I'm not saying that in a homophobic way. There was what Gay Pride Month or something was, you know, I don't keep up with that type of stuff, but I noticed, hey, they've added a rainbow flag to Facebook, and it's showing up in everybody's timeline and what have you. Now, he could have did the same thing for Save the Open Internet, because I changed my profile on there. I even had people ask me to use it. I was like, it's not mine. I didn't create it. The people who ran the campaign asked me to change my profile picture. And so he could have done the same thing. You know, whenever there's a terrorist attack, they send out a platform-wide message. You know, this happened in France. Y'all remember when that happened in France? Didn't Mark Zuckerberg mm-hmm. and all of them, everybody turned their profiles, you know, red, what was it, red, whatever the France flag
colors. Red, white, and blue.
Yeah, so that tells me He didn't really support it, but I still have to issue a correction because I said that he didn't say anything, so I found out he did issue a little statement quietly. Now think about this. Why would Mark Zuckerberg be against the open internet? Well, he knows that none of these ISP providers like Comcast and the other ones who want to control what websites and platforms we can access because they want to control the information. You know, information is power, or knowledge is power. So if they can limit the masses' access to real information and knowledge, then they know those people won't be empowered. So Mark Zuckerberg ain't worried about that because his company is worth way more than those ISP providers together. So they can't hold him hostage. Okay, and the way most people are addicted to Facebook, there would have been an uproar if they couldn't access Facebook. Again, they got 2 billion users. So he didn't care. He really didn't care, because if he cared, and then also you may have seen articles where he's trying to become, or Facebook's trying to become, an internet provider and connecting the rest of the world to the internet. They was flying some kind of plane in Africa over certain desert areas and stuff to allow people to connect to Facebook or the internet with their phones. So he don't care. He really don't care. It would benefit him, or it would profit him, if they censored all the other websites, because he know most people, he would control the information and the knowledge on Facebook, because they do censor stuff on Facebook. Now, let me say this. When I hear Dave and other people talk about the dangers of technology, there are dangers. Okay, there are dangers. But you might say, well, Scotty, why are you on Facebook? Well, I run a Black Talk Media project. I run an organization. I'm not a private person.
It's different.
I'm a public person. And part of my mission is to provide people to let people know on these other platforms, hey, Tando Radio Show is on. Here's the podcast. New Abolitionist Radio is on. Here's the link. You know, that I got to go. I got to fish in that giant pond. So I've long known that I gave up my right to privacy a long time ago. And I willingly done that. That's the difference. I willingly done that. Okay. And I knew full well of the dangers. So, but like the sister said last week on Blacks in Business Radio, which will be on tonight, she said the internet can be a double-edged sword. You can have all the access to information and knowledge from different people from all over the world, but at the same time, okay, they can profile you and identify the way you think. And let me use a movie scene example. There was, I think I'm saying the right movie. I think it was Captain America: Civil War, and I forget the name of the terrorist organization, but they had built a database based on social media. See, they do tell you stuff in movies. While I don't suggest that people watch movies, they will tell you. Dave has a saying that they always tell you what they gonna do before they do it. Is that correct, Dave? Is that how that goes?
Yep, that's it. Yep, so, that's exactly it, word for word.
So a discerning eye and an ear who monitors this type of stuff can pick up on it. So in this movie, whatever the name of the organization that had infiltrated, y'all forgive me again, I'm not really into this stuff. I mostly watch it on my downtime when I'm trying to go to sleep, because, you know, movies are putting me to sleep. But I will pick up on stuff. So they had this evil organization had infiltrated what was supposed to be the good organization. I forget the name of it. Anyway, they had these big giant airships that looked like, you know, a battle carrier that's in the ocean. And they had built this computer program that had culled everybody's social media postings so that they could put them in a category as being a threat to the system or not. And once they ran that program, they put those battleships up in the air in strategic locations, it tracked the movements of the people who they said was a threat to what they wanted to do, so that it could kill millions of people all at one time with the push of a button. So I don't know if people follow that analogy, but what I'm saying is they do build profiles on you from what you post.
Yep.
Okay? Now, that's why BTR community was created, so that the things they talked about, you know, because we don't require you to use your real name like Facebook does, okay? We don't require that. We don't do any kind of data mining, or we're not going to sell your information to companies that will pay for your information, okay, so that they can solicit you with calls and stuff like. We don't do any of that, okay? So that was built as a safe space for you to engage in social media because it does have its benefits. Again, these are all tools, and that's how people should look at it. Your life, you shouldn't be addicted to Facebook or any of these other platforms. You use them as tools. They're communication tools. Other people use them for entertainment and different reasons. But I'm just saying, I'm not being a hypocrite because I post stuff to Facebook. I have an organizational mission, and there's a reason for me to be there. And I made a conscious decision that, you know what? Somebody's got to do it, and if they target me, so be it, because like Dave has said, they can't kill me because my spirit is internal, and if I don't do it, who will? So I'll do it so others don't have to. So that's all I wanted to say. I wanted to issue that correction. Mark Zuckerberg did issue a statement quietly so that he could give safe faces and act like he's for an open internet. But his actions of not promoting it platform-wide tells me he doesn't really support it, because actions speak louder than words. All right, Dave, thanks.
No, Scotty, very, very important and clear, because, one second, sorry, you all. I'm going to be traveling, so please, just bear with me. This is very important because it's a couple of reasons. I don't think that is a... We understand that you didn't know, which is common, you know, and I admire you and we admire you and love you for who you are and why you do what you do. So, but see, since Mark Zuckerberg, being as high profile as he is, he didn't make that statement known on the vast media platform that he has, then everyone could assume that he didn't make a stand on it. And I say he really didn't. Because here's why. Because this actually would be something that would adversely affect his overall core business. Sorry, you all, bear with me. It would affect his overall core business with this net neutral thing. But see, this is just my opinion and what I'm saying. I think he's in on it. But on the other side, he actually wants that to happen, because he's going to be one of the facilitators of the new, like Scotty says, he wants to be an internet provider. And in doing that, he actually wants to do this. This is just a political, in my opinion, this is just a political move, because of everything that Scotty laid out as far as by him having that large platform, and because otherwise it would adversely affect his so-called members by having that, he would take a more proactive stand as he's taken before in the past. And so, remember, this, in my opinion, this dude is actively trying to be the next celebrity figurehead president right after Pence time is over, because that's who I think is going to be the next president, celebrity figurehead president. After Pence term is over, it's going to be Zuckerberg. And this is all the moves that are being made right now are extremely significant and meaningful. So I'm with you, Scotty, and you have to be on Facebook. I don't have to be on Facebook because Scotty is on Facebook. But if Scotty wasn't on Facebook, I would have been on Facebook. The only reason why I ever got on Facebook wasn't for my own intentions, but it was for a group, and that group was RDP. That was where we were able to meet, and I was able to disseminate information. We was able to share information. That was the only reason why I ever opened up an account. because I knew what that meant. But because of that, we still have to do certain things in order to facilitate where we're going and to get the people what it is that we want to make them aware of and let them make a decision from there. So with Scotty, we all know who you are. And what you said yesterday was true from the standpoint of intentions, but with actuality, he probably may have made a statement, but he didn't make a real statement. He actually made a statement in reverse that he's supporting this, and that's my opinion. And it's the same conclusion that you came up with because of his past actions, and this was like a whisper that he gave as a politically correct statement. Now, all politically correct statements are morally wrong. He made a politically correct stand like, yeah. Then he's going to come back later on and says, well, we need to do this, and here's why, and we're for this because we want to have the best interests of the people. This is what we're going to offer them. When it's going to be, once again, it's going to be a deal that the devil gives that you always lose your soul on. So it is very important that we monitor these things, that we know that these things are around us, that we know that they're here, because if we don't, then we'll be, once again, haphazardly have a presence, an ennui presence to everything. Oh, well, I don't care. Don't really mess with me. I'm just, you know, as long as I'm comfortable and everything else. Well, if they're going to give you a pillow and a blanket so that you're warm and comfortable while stealing everything that you have and your full potential and enslaving you and your family that you haven't even yet named, where's the problem? It's not with them. It's with you. It's with you. So we understand, and we need people on Facebook. We need individuals that are doing the work that are bringing opportunities for people to make a real decision. No, not having them to agree with everything that we say or what we think. We don't want that. But I think the most sincere thing is to give the opportunity for the overall people to make a decision. If everybody wants to be a slave, then go ahead and continue to do what slaves do. That's fine. That's what you want to do. But for those of you that don't engage that way, you see the overall quality and you value yourself, and you value that temple that you are, that great creator that you are. You value yourself more than what man has told you through self-esteem, who you're not, what you can't do. You don't believe a word that a liar says. Then it's a different call that we have for you all. And that call is for us to grow. That call is for us to multiply. That call is for us to do what's in our best interest, to be self-determining and sovereign. That call is for us to use our talents and our ability for our best outcome, because it's possible, it's necessary, and it's what we should be doing. So here's where we are. To me and to many of you, we see the asymmetrical approach to an act of furtherance in subjugation and enslavement, and it's by way of the internet, because it has a digital footprint in every single person's, well, not every single person, but the majority of people in the so-called civilized world. It has a footprint, and a very strong footprint, on everyone. And because of that, why is that? Because that's the Titanic that they wanted to board everyone on, then to sink it at the appropriate time. And this whole deal has everything to do with you, has everything to do with your capabilities, has everything to do with your energy and your talents, how you resonate and what you create. That's what it really is all about. If someone is going to, every thief wears a mask. Every thief that wants to steal from you wears a mask. And that mask of the great thief of the world is through the media. It's through entertainment. It's through convenience. While they show you one thing, the true intentions is to sift from you something else. And it's like taking candy from a baby. This is where they come up with all these phrases, is that they're stealing your talent, and their intentions are to further, even though they still have the stronghold that the system has over many of people is very, very strong. But here's the case. They have an insatiable appetite that is never enough. It will never, ever be enough because the system fights among itself. There's nothing honorable about it or moral about it or benevolent about it at all. It steals, robs, and kills even from its own foundation because it develops an insatiable appetite. And if you ever seen someone that has an insatiable appetite, it's a never enough. They become addicted to something. And what happens when people get addicted to things? You've seen it by way of different elements, from drugs to gambling to all the things that they put in front of you. But what you don't see is the other addictions that are just as powerful or even more powerful because they're more subtle. And one of the things that's extremely addictive is so-called granite power. And what happens is that the system knows no love. It only loves power. And it becomes addicted to that. And what happens is that it changes and alters their DNA completely. And as well as those that allow that same addiction and that same connection and frequency or energy in their lives, it only destroys. It's one of the things that just one hit will get you addicted. And in order for us to actually detoxify ourselves and to rehabilitate ourselves into our true natural functional selves, there needs to be a rehab, a rehabilitation. And the system, what it really does, and it's a marvelous, marvelous plan of how to do things in a subversive way, is that you make someone think one thing, you make someone look one direction while you're stealing and taking from another direction. But it's even stronger than that. You make someone think one thing so that they'll give you something without any objections. And we give our whole lives without any objections. That's what's so powerful about this system. That's the fundamental rule of this system. And why this net neutrality is so important, because it's an asymmetrical approach to the never enough syndrome. And they're going to continue to perpetuate the addiction that they have, to where it'll never be enough. To where they will get people say, yes, I love being a slave. I'm going to say, you see, I wouldn't be surprised in the future. People won't even say, I work for this company or I work for that company. Yes, and they honorably say, I'm a slave to this company. I will always be this company's slave. I give everything to it. It is my master. It is my God. It is what I give all of my energy to. This is the overall pledge and a commitment in itself, and people will act on that, and that will still not be enough. Because there'll be one or two people that won't do it, and then the system will say, well, we need to gather them. We need to grab them. And it is a perpetual cycle of subjugation and enslavement that goes on and grows. But see, it's critical because in our short physical time span in a physical body, in that short time span, you have never not known the presence of it and not had a battle against it to refuse it. You've never not been tempted by it. That shows the overall prowess and the strategical placement of the system. And it's going to grow even further. So, with this net neutrality, I think it's extremely important, and it's a great opportunity. You know, the relentless human spirit generally doesn't move until its back is pushed up against the wall, until it decides that enough is enough. While the system knows that, so what do? They have an asymmetrical, methodical approach to it. They never overstep too much. But even when they do overstep too much, they slowly pull back while they actually move, run forward. They let you see them step back while they're actually advancing in another direction. Because their addiction is so great. And hate to say it, our addiction to it and relying upon it is too dependent. We're too dependent on it. That is our biggest hindrance and our biggest obstacle, is that we're too dependent on this system. And we're so dependent on it that we'll put in limitations to what we're willing to do to be sovereign and free and independent. And we'll buy the lies that the only thing that's guaranteed in life is death and taxes. And they're both lies. There is no such thing as death. Who told you that was a liar? Who created that whole theatrical drama around that? Was the liar. Who invoked that seed of fear but the liar? And who has bought it? The victim. And as we move along, what's so great about our abilities at the great creator, even though through all of the schooling, all of the indoctrination, all of the domestication that we go through continuously, some of us don't buy in fully. And we realize the overall consequences of buying in fully, what that really means, and what the overall consequences and the effects of that will be. Before long, the overall consequences of effect and effect will be this. Man will tell you that they created the sun. Man will tell you that they created the ecosystem. And because of the creation of their ecosystem, you have no right to it. This is why they slowly indoctrinate things that you have no right to driving. Driving is not a right, it's a privilege. Not only will that be, they see that, because where they're going to go with this, that the internet is not a right, it's a privilege. You breathing is not a right, it's a privilege. You in bathing in the sun is not a right, it's a privilege, because they have the patent on it. They created it, now you must pay for it. And what is their fee? Their fee is not their trick and their deception of a piece of paper known as a dollar bill that we are accustomed to. That's not their fee. That never has been their fee, nor will it ever be their fee, because that's not their objective. Their objective is your free will, is your energy, because that's some of the most valuable. That's one of the most valuable forms of money that the great creator has given to us freely, without responsibility or cost, without subjugation or enslavement. And what I mean by without responsibility, you could be as responsible and as destructive with that energy as you so choose. It still will not change the creation. It will change those that was created. So the system is after one thing, and it prizes one thing, because without it, it cannot exist. It cannot thrive. It cannot have a stronghold. It cannot be relevant. It will not be present, because the great creator didn't make that. What was made was the will and the ability to create such a thing, but it has to have a sustainable force in order to live. Just like the great creator made everything that the great creator made, there's a responsibility that the great creator had to all of those things, just as is to you. But see, what man says is that you have a responsibility to a great creator. See, by doing that, then they can say that now you have a responsibility to us, when you have no responsibility to the great creator. The great creator made you without your request. The responsibility is the great creator, and the sustainability from that has already been fulfilled. So all of the lies that man tells you about the great creator comes from a dark heart, a dark frequency, a dark intention. Many would say, because of the indoctrination, when something goes awry, people say, why would God allow something, the great creator, and they use the word God because that was what man taught you to acknowledge or to call on the great creator as. And what are they doing there? They're tricking you. Tricking you to not have any form of gratification for what the great creator has done. And what it does is it put responsibility to where responsibility can be moved and shaken from a true source. So now you undermine the true in nature. You undermine the true intention because you're invoking yours. Many people at different times by way of the system will ask when something horrible or something drastic or something tragic happens, why would the great creator, they use the words, why would God allow this to happen? Because the great creator gave you the ability to change what was happening before, during, and after. So the real question is, why are you allowing? And the system doesn't want you to think that way. Because then when you think that way, there becomes a responsibility that you have for everything that you do. You can't blame something else for the condition that you're in. You have to look at, yes, I may not be, some things happen to me out of my control, but my response to it is the most important thing, because then it will set back what my free will is. This is so powerful. And this net neutrality is a very, very important opportunity. It's actually where we should be. It's perfect. And until we as people start to realize how these subtle moves, how dangerous, how evil these subtle moves are, is not really the problem. It's not, the system is not our problem. Our biggest problem, in my opinion, is our response to this system. We don't have the appropriate response to it at all. And because we don't have the appropriate response to it all, we have no foundation. It's been shaken. We're in quicksand. The more you move, the more you sink, because we are not responding to it correctly. We haven't looked at that. This isn't what someone has created. This is what I now have to my responsibility to respond to. The conditions in which we all currently live under in this physical realm is my responsibility and my fault, because I created the energy and the space for that sphere for that paradigm to thrive. And I think there's nothing like a good pair of scissors to cut the umbilical cord to something that means you no good. And I think this is one of the many opportunities that we will have to sever that umbilical cord. And when we do, it won't be an easy thing to transition out of, but it will be worth it. It's necessary. We can't be halfway in and halfway out. We can't be on the umbilical cord but turn our heads away from it and say we're going to ignore it. You can't. It doesn't work that way. That's what the system has wanted you always to think. That's the approach that the system wants you to do. That's the approach that it wants you to always have. It always wants you to petition. It always wants you to march. It always wants you to go about the standards and procedures and the policies that they already laid for you to protest. Because they want you to protest, they don't want you to quit.
Dave, if I could say something to that.
Yes.
That depending upon what they do, if they go ahead with this censorship plan, that's really what it is, and it's take our sovereignty. I mean, just think about the stuff that right. It hurts. It's not just going to hurt Black Talk Radio or BTR community.
No.
What about business owners who sell over the internet? What, they got to pay, how can they sell their products if people can't get to their website because they don't have the ransom to pay to whatever ISP provider is holding the traffic hostage? So this affects pretty much everything. Like you said, man, we have moved into a digital age, you know, the digital currency, everything is for better or worse, for better or worse. That's just how it is. So, I mean, this is dangerous. So, depending upon how they respond, then my response will be, if they go ahead with this censorship plan, is to tell people what you told people yesterday. Okay, they want to do it that way. Here's our response. We're going to cancel our internet service for however long we need to cancel it until they reverse course.
Exactly, because let's go into how this affects every single person. How many people have a cell phone? How many businesses have a cell phone? What happens when, how do businesses acquire supplies in order to bring them to you? How do they bring goods to service for you? How do they do that in today's world? How many people pick up the phone and call? How many people still have a landline? Very few. How many deals are being struck in person where you have to go to a business meeting and through the analog way of doing things, when I mean analog, where you sit down in front of someone, negotiate things, and sign a contract from there. How many of those things are all automated and digitalized now? Everything is. So what happens, regardless of your age group, I don't care what your age is, this will directly affect you, because here's what's going to happen. Who do you think the overall corporate world is going to make the ransom payable by in order for that ransom to be paid? Do you think the corporations are going to pay for it? No. They're going to make you pay for it. So what does that mean? They're going to be siphoning your energy even more. You're going to have to work harder to have a living wage.
Dave, to answer that, that would mean that instead of all the information that's being provided on Black Talk Radio Network, remember, it's more than just our digital station. It's other digital stations that people, you know, have worked with me to put on the platform, and they give their thoughts and their views. So all that free, and they're not, we're not charging you. Okay? We're not right. charging you. Some places, they charge you to have access to that information. But this group yes. of people, this group of people on Black Talk Radio Network gives it to you because they love you and they want to see you succeed, or they want to make you aware of the pitfalls and the dangers. So that would mean if Black Talk Radio Network, the platform, was to survive, I would have to start charging y'all for access.
Right. Right. But see, and then some of us would say, well, that's okay. No, it's something we should be supporting. But see, here's the downfall. It's not just Black Talk Radio Network. It's everything is going to be charging. And this is where they're going to be siphoning your energy even more. And you're not going to be able to maintain the rate of inflation in your overall living wage. This is even worse than a bank bailout. See, this is the thing, the methodical, asymmetrical approach to collapsing the common person's economy. That's what's going to collapse. The economy is not going to collapse. It's the common person's economy that's going to collapse. This is the foundation, one of the foundations, one of the tools, one of the methods to get to their objectives of crashing the common person's economy, which has already been crashed, is already collapsed. The moment we walked out of the ecosystem by way of the great creator providing everything that you ever need, once you walked out of there, you walked into famine, death, disease, wars, poverty, envy. You walked in all forms of evil, because that's the hell in which you've always lived under. Didn't even know it was that hot. So this is a good opportunity. This is a good moment to crush the whole economic system crisis that we live under. Because in my estimations, and I would love to hear from you all, what are some of the things that we could do? Even, I don't care, whatever it is, if you think that, you know, marching is, that's fine. That's, you know, all of this stuff needs to be laid out, because these are the things that are important to you. But then at some point and at some time, after hearing what everyone does, you have to make a commitment, in my opinion, either to engage or not, or to disengage. And to disengage means to continue the overall cowardly cycle of destruction that you continuously live in, because you think it's comfortable, because they're not watching you. They don't need to see you. You tell them where you are every day. We tell them where we are every day. And we do that because we give our energy to this system that is thriving off of. So I would love to hear from some of you. What are some of the things that we could do? How do you see this? I see this as a favorable moment to crush the foundation of man's economy. I can't see the board, Scotty. So let me just say this real quick. If you call in, I can't see the board. I'm actually driving. Just give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Hit **, and just say, excuse me, we'll hear you and we'll bring you up. Go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, let me issue a correction, because it costs money to do what we do. We're not charging you a subscription to come inside the platform and listen to the media or download the media or anything like that. It is a cost to that, and the media producers who pay, I don't care how little it is, because we don't charge a whole lot, but they pay so that they can bring you the information. So somebody's paying. Nothing is for free. And our donors, those who donate to the Black Talk Media Project, they donating so that you, who may not be able to donate, can access this information. They want you to have the information. So I just want to correct that. It's not free. It's just being given to some people for free, but other people are paying for it.
And one of the individual that pays the most, and see, the thing is not always in cash. Some of the people that pay the most, Scotty pays the most. He's here every day to ensure that this is up. That's energy. That is the most valuable. Let me ask you something. When have you ever ran a mile all out? When have you ever run a 3-minute mile and didn't collapse right after? When have you ever swam from one island, wherever the island is, from one island to the other island, back and forth, or swam, you know, the Gulf of Mexico from the States to the next closest point in the foreign country that you could swim? When have you ever swam that and wasn't dead tired? Almost to exhaustion, to where your physical life even ends, because that's how valuable energy is. And the thing is that we think it's free, because the system always wants you to think that it's free so that you'll never pay no mind to it. You'll never know what they're after, so you'll never be able to win a battle. You'll never be able to win the war. You'll never be able to obtain what it is that was given to you and was subversively stolen. So there's always a cause. Scotty is here every day to make sure Black Talk Radio Network is on. There's an energy behind that. The energy behind that. That's the cause. That's the cause. Yeah, there's a caller in queue. I can hear them. Welcome, caller, brother, to Tando Radio Show. What is your question or comment? Would love to hear from you. Go ahead.
Hey, this is Jerry. How you doing, Dave? How you doing, Scotty?
What up there, Jerry? I couldn't even recognize your voice, man, because I'm not at the board as usual. But go ahead, Jerry. What's going on, brother?
I shared that about the Save the Net. I shared it a few times in a few different places, and like Scotty was saying, it's like people don't care. I think one of the things that we could do if we had this, I mean, we have this capability, but how many people would engage? It would be something as simple as the bus boycott. You know, like Scotty said, just end your internet subscription. Or sometimes if enough people call in, it wouldn't even have to end. You could just make that threat, enough people to let them know that we are serious. But how many people do we think will actually go through it and even try just to make that phone call? Because I know when I called all of these different representatives, I know it was four of them in Tennessee that I called, and then it was three people in D.C. that they representatives I talked to, and then it was three people for the FCC, you know, and I called that one day, and then a couple of days later I called again, and most of them are not even accepting. You might find a receptionist or either getting the voicemail. So, like, how many people do we really believe would go through and make them phone calls and then turn around and call their cable company or their internet service and say, well, if y'all allow this to go through, we dropping our subscription. You won't even have to worry about us getting on the internet because we won't have it. That's my question, and I mute myself.
And, you know, Jerry, to answer that question, I don't know. But I think it's critical that, because, and I want to say to that, is because it's really no way for me to gauge or to know how many would. But I would say this, What's really important about that is this. If they do go through with this, you will know how many engage in it if they just cancel everything. Because there is an energy that comes along with calling in to as Washington, which you did. It there's an energy that goes along with that, and then there's a persistence that goes on to that. What I'm talking about, and what you did was more than valuable, but it also is a part of the steps. These are the necessary steps that need to be taken. And my thing is that for those of us that want to proceed in that way, we all should be supporting of that. But I think it's really important that we bring all of the ideas that what could be done and what should be done is very important, like you just did. So,
Dave,
calling. How many people will do it? Don't know. Go ahead. Hold on
a second, Jerry. We got to take our break. And do want to I want to acknowledge 719 after Jerry, when Jerry finishes his comments, when we come back on the other side of the break. But what's being reported is 2 million people made the call or sent the email. What if those 2 million people dropped their subscriptions if they went through with that? I think that would have a big impact on the system. Don't need everybody all the time. You just need the committed in large enough numbers. And I think if 2 million people, how much you think that represent, Dave? 2 million people, what's the average internet cost? I think, you know, it could run up over $100.
Exactly, depending on where you are in the country, depending if you have fiber optics. That $2 million, they can't survive from that. And that was really the point that Jerry still was making, too. In the whole thing. So, listen, I totally forgot about that. Listen, we got to go to a commercial break. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, definitely need to hear from you. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Hit star. We'll hear you in queue, so just say excuse me, and we'll definitely bring you up. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave, from L.A. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, then hit star, and just say, excuse me, we'll hear you in queue. We're talking about the net neutrality, why this is so important. I think that this is a favorable moment for crushing the whole economic crisis that we've been under and will continue to be under. It's the small, subtle things that could totally recourse the whole universe. So you want to get back to Jerry. You wanted to make something real quick, and just before we do that, I just wanted to say this real quickly. The thing that is happening is that some of the people, Jerry is one of the individuals, the 2 million people that made that call and saw that out. Now, this is what's so important. We need to have layers of approaches to different things. So now the next step, after the calls have been made for whatever, Scotty said there was 2 million. It didn't matter if it was 2 million or 20 million or 50 million or 100 million. One of the things that the system is going to do is going to respond to it on its time frame because it started the overall movement. And so what has to be coursed is that the response that we should have going forward, and not only that, since they started the old saying, you remember, don't start a fight you can't finish. Well, they started a fight that they can't finish. And if we look at it that way, now we can course out everything that we do, because they're not going to do anything immediately. Even if it goes through, it's not going to be immediate. But we should, you should always have a course for action in this whole thing. It's called a battle plan. It's called an action plan. So the first part, Jerry did, and 2 million other people or so did it as well. Now there needs to be another wave of another response to things, because believe me, that 2 million may not be enough. Right? But if there's another course of action after that, and I think this is so critical and so important, that's where the bomb is going to be. And I'm going to tell you what I think that could be, but I want to hear back from Jerry, because he said something just before we went to the break. I could hear him speaking in the background, so I wasn't quite sure. I thought I did. Jerry, were you saying something? Did you want to jump in real quick?
Yes. I was just that wasn't really like a question to be answered, is how many people. It was like what Scotty said. As of right now, you got 2 million people. But just what he was saying, just the who would all participate, you know, because like during the Montgomery bus boycott, that's why I brought that up, you know, back during the 60s, you had all of these people. If these people was going to do it, no matter how difficult it was going to be, then they will go ahead on, and they will follow through also. So
yeah, and you know,
now
during that time,
that
okay,
yeah. I'm sorry, I was just saying, now we don't have that same continuity amongst each other. So that's why I was asking a question, not looking for a yes or a no or a specific number, just throwing the question out to the universe.
Yeah, and it's important, because Jerry, and I'm glad you did, because the important thing was that there was no continuity back then either. A lot of the people that were around, let's say for the different marches and everything, a lot of those individuals weren't there to march. They were there to see the spectacle of what could happen. It was like the highlight of a lot of different people's lives, even though they were going to be spectators. I know people that I know that were actually participating told me most of the people that were there, they weren't there to participate. They were there to spectate. And then when they, being a spectator, they got caught up in everything.
Hey, Dave, we got 719, but let me say this, because I talked to a lot of them elders, man. That's one of the great things about, you know, my job for the past 8 years. I've been able to talk to different people of different ages and get their real life experience and to draw from. For example, there was one town in the South, I don't remember the specific town, and they said that nobody in the black community, you ain't shopping at this place, and we ain't got nowhere else to shop, but you ain't shopping at this place because they don't think you a human being. They won't make you go to the back door and all this and that. And so they said, we calling the boycott. Then the guy told me that they would catch people breaking the strike and they would beat their ass. That's how they enforced it. They would beat them up and say, no, you're not going to break this strike. So anyway, just want to remind you, got that call, 719.
Yeah, well, let's go to that caller real quick. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
What's up, Dave? What's up, Scotty? This Ramon calling from Colorado Springs.
Ramon, L.A. Ramon, what's going on? Wait, you know what? Real quick, I got to say, I just want to thank L.A. Ramon for sending articles. My man Jambone always sends a bunch of articles. He emails me a bunch of stuff. Brother Davis, Sister Davis, thank you for that. Brother Bragg does that all the time. Roz does that all the time. So I just want to thank you individuals for doing that, and Strategic Melanin for everything that you do as well. All you guys, I truly, truly, truly do, really do appreciate you all and everyone, and my man Anthony that sends me stuff from time to time. So just wanted to say that real quick. Go ahead, Ramon. What you got, man?
Hey, one thing, I definitely can see some major declining would happen if they take on this net neutrality, since y'all brought up if 2 million people collectively went at it, they could hurt this, you know, as a counter. One thing I could honestly say, you see a lot of audio recording studios go on a decline. That, I would say, just being in the software music, you know, composing music nowadays, but 90% probably software in most studios, you would see a large group of people who couldn't even afford to stream the updates, let alone buy the software to keep up with. So that right there, and I'm sure there's 2 million producers and studio engineers that probably would hurt, you know, whether they wanted to collectively do it or not, they would probably be forced to do it anyways to drop their services or go back to hardware gear. So that would be a definite impact that would probably just arise without them even thinking of it that way. A lot of music streaming services would drop off because people are so used to streaming their music free. You know, I rarely hear anybody talking about they pay for a streaming service. And y'all brought up, you know, the cost of a average cable bill. I know here in Colorado, Comcast is so ridiculous. You only get about 67 channels, and you don't even get the stuff that you probably really would want to watch. And it's $130 upwards. And they just gave Colorado Springs City Council just approved a Comcast hike. So, you know, if they ain't even doing net neutrality now and getting money, they getting it hand over fist right now. And when you bring up the counter, one thing, like I said, I could see in the music industry there would be a split, because as a studio engineer, you need the software to record people. But if I was an artist, which I have been, or a musician, I would want to benefit off selling my music. So that would put, you see what I'm saying? You have this one industry split in itself. I mean, and anybody, let's just be quite honest, anybody that saw a potential chance to sell their services online is going to be, they're going to be split. I don't care what they tell you. They're going to have that. If they're not split, they already made up their mind. If I can make some money off that, then I'm doing it. That's what they're going to be thinking. And you got, you know, I followed up on my net neutrality campaign, did mine. I sent a copy to Scotty of what my state senator said, Gardner, over here in Colorado. The way it reads, you can already tell he's going to vote for it. He don't want, you know, he don't want that. So we already got a problem out here.
Ramon, because
hey, let me correct something on the terminology, because I might have just heard incorrectly. No, what net neutrality is what we have now. That means that the ISPs, ISPs have to treat all internet traffic equally, meaning that they can't slow down. Let's say you in Colorado, you want to access BTR community. Well, Black Talk Media Project ain't going to pay that ransom. Couldn't pay that ransom, you know, because we just don't have it. And so that means let me finish this, Ramon. That means then when you go to btrcommunity.com, it's just going to keep, you ain't going to be able to actually reach the front page, because it's just going to keep, you know, loading and loading and loading. You're going to be like, man, what's this? I ain't got time for this. You know what I'm saying? So net neutrality is what's in place now. They want to get rid of net neutrality to where then your ISP provider would come to tell to the companies or the platforms and say, hey, if you want to keep letting the people that have to go through us access your platform, you got to pay. You got to pay us such and such. So that, I just want to clear that up.
Thank you, Scotty, for clearing that up. And I realize I said it wrong, because you're right. Our senator, he's going to make sure he can get profit off this if he can. And I'm going to say this. It's not even like we haven't saw this already before. I don't know about in certain people's neck of the woods, but for a long time, you couldn't even get BT with cable without paying the extra fee to have it added in. So we've seen this type of behavior before. You know, so I'm almost, like I said, I think we're going to run into you're going to run into people who have ambiguous, ideas about this. You know, there's some loss that's going to be taken, but you're going to have people that see a lot, even the more common people who think they're going to benefit from it.
Right. Let me. Well said, Ramon. And no, that's what we got from you. And so we just wanted to make sure that others didn't know. But check this out. This is what how's the best to look at it. They're going to put a meter on your internet. They're going to put a meter use on your cell phone, even more than what's being used now. It's going to be a meter on your overall, and this is everyone. They're going to put a meter on, but they're only going to charge you won't know what someone else is being charged, because that information is going to be what? Privatized. You won't know it. They're just going to say, you got to pay this. So how do you know if you're getting fleeced? And let me just say this also. Here's another good thing. Guess what? You already paid for the overall internet. You already paid for everything else. This is nothing more than an extension of the excessive and odious taxes that are being this is an exaction. This is an extension of an exaction. You already paid for everything. Everything has already been paid for, but it's still never enough. It's still never enough. So I think that is very important that we categorize this correctly. And why is this so important? Because what we could do is what the system has done so many times before, we can have an ulterior motive to this whole thing. They may think that this is really about the internet, but it could be about something a whole lot more. Let me tell you why. Because if you make a stand and we start winning here, then maybe we'll be more motivated to take other stands on everything. This is why the stand that is taken, they'll read it and they won't want to push it any further. Not because they're afraid of you. As Ramon just said, this ain't nothing new. They've been doing this anyhow, but it's going to be expanded. But see, what they need to do is put it in your face more so that you accept it. So that you accept it. What's going to come next is that depending upon how the overall response goes, it's if they realize that they need to pull back from their overall agenda. Is it too early? Because they know that they can't win in this. Because they don't want this to spin off into other things. And the great spinoff is where the people will say, no, I just won't give in. I'm not going to give any more of my energy. That is the trump card that they can never, ever defeat. They can't win against you on that. Don't matter how many nukes they have. Doesn't matter what biological weapons that they have. Doesn't matter what they threaten you with, they realize if you go through with more than a threat and you actually engage and by removing your energy, they can't defeat it. They are leeching off of you. If the overall supplier has no more blood for the leech, that's the way to kill a leech. Been leeching off of us for a long time. So I say that for this point. We should have multifaceted tools and methods for our objective to regain complete sovereignty. And this is a very good opportunity to start it because this affects so many people in so many different ways. And then if you can win, you can start to say, hey, let me not let up. Let me continue on, because it's not just net neutrality that is the major problem. Subjugation and enslavement is the problem, and that's the reason why you have net neutrality. It's not because of net neutrality that you get enslavement. It's because of enslavement that you have net neutrality problem. This is where it really stems from. So, yes, the overall campaign is very, very important. But the overall steps in it are more important. We need to have an asymmetrical approach. And I'm going to say this just because of the interest of time, and I would love to hear what you think about it all. If we use this opportunity to springboard into other opportunities, would that be a
engagement that would be beneficial to us all. Meaning, if everyone, if those 2 million were called for everyone to say, instead of us, we tried to petition them, we made the petition to let, as Moses, biblically just, you know, from that, as Moses did, made the petition to let my people go. The Pharaoh refused, as just from the biblical story that they say, and I'm just using that for people to see what I mean by this. Then there should be another approach, and that next approach will be, well, we're not going to pay for, we're going to cancel. Not only are we going to cancel our internet, and it's going to be an expensive endeavor to do that for many people, because many people are in what? Contracts. But if everybody breaks those contracts, guess what those contracts mean? They're nothing more than pieces of paper with letters and writings on it. They go back to their intrinsic value of being nothing. It's only worth the paper that is written on. That contract becomes worthless. Then you take that approach to where those 2 million now engage and petition the rest of the people to do the same thing, and those that do it, now you'll probably maybe get maybe 100,000 or 10,000 or 20,000, but that 20,000 is very popular, because what's going to happen is that they're not going to cut everything off right away. There's going to be more reports on how successful it was, and then what is going to happen? More people engage, and then they'll say, no, we're not going to pay our cell phone bill. No, we're not going to pay our internet bill. And guess what? We're not going to pay anything. We're not going to work for 3 days. Everyone is going to call in everywhere sick. Not sick physically, but sick of this system. And then by not going, then what we do is you say, you move and you put it out to the people that those that want to engage, we're going to do it for a week. Watch how fast the world responds to that. And watch what happens to that net neutrality thing. It will be where Zuckerberg himself will put something on, we won the battle at net neutrality, and he will try to take some that he actually was a part of it. And what he'll do is that he'll see the overall trend of things. See, we don't see the trends of things. We don't create the algorithms that will be able to see the trends of things. They do. So they'll know where they're going to lose way before they lose. So what do? They win by what? Saying, this is what we've done, and we've already won. And then what will the people do? Go back. Back to sleep. Now go back to sleep. So this is the perfect opportunity to crash the whole system on our terms. Is it going to be difficult? Yes. Is it going to be powerful? More powerful than any force that they've ever been able to create in their laboratories and in their overall labs and weaponized labs. DARPA don't have anything on what you can do. And then if you magnify that with others, and many will say, I can't do that. I can't do that. In actuality, you can't not do it. But your choice is always yours. I would never ever try to go against someone's will, nor do I ever intend to. Because that's for them to decide. Because the alternative is this. Everything that you have going on now is going to continue and is going to get worse.
Dave, you have a call.
It has never got...
I can't see
Thank you, Scotty. So let's...
Yeah,
I can't see the board. Thank you, Scotty. Let's go to the caller. Welcome, caller. I'm not quite sure. What's the area code, Scotty? Can you see it? Sorry.
No, I can't see the area code. They're the only one with the mic.
Caller to...
This is Rob from Atlanta.
What up, Big Rob? How you feeling, brother?
Pretty good, man. You really just answered my question. There's no need for questions. But I was trying to dot with when the internet was ownership of the internet was transferred over to the United Nations last year, or was it the beginning of this year when mm-hmm. that transfer happened? Do you think that's a direct effect of that? When that yeah. happened, do you remember that article just recently? It wasn't too long ago.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we actually posted it as well, where so-called the U.S. was losing control of the internet, the World Wide Web, is when Obama was president, yes, and it was being transferred. Now, let me just say this. We first have to look at where the internet really came from. That story they told you about Al Gore and the World Wide Web and all that other stuff, that was a lie. The internet actually came from CERN, the same people that have brought you the Large Hadron Collider, the ones that are actually trying to open up portals, universal portals, okay? That's who actually created the internet, and that's who actually controls the internet. Is the internet has always been controlled by the system. Now, to answer your question, Rob, yes, I think that was significant from this standpoint, because what it did is that I think it was significant from this standpoint where it was the move away from the overall geopolitical position and dominance that the U.S. had, to where this was actually an asset. You think about the net. The net is an asset. If you have control of the net, what does that mean? You can set the meter at any rate that you want to set it on, and the people will pay if you just have them, if you just don't tell them that they're paying for it. Like most people think that Facebook is free, and it's not free. It's nowhere near free. So by moving that control, who did they move that control to? I think it was to the same that it's always been under. CERN is a group of scientists, is a collaborative effort of a bunch of scientists that happens to headquarters for the Large Hadron Collider is in Geneva, Switzerland, the largest Hadron Collider. But they're an international body that actually are organized to create scientific control of humanity. So that's who now, and it's always been that way, but they admitted that for a specific reason. This was the liquidation, the receivership that the U.S. was having to give up their overall ability to gain profitability off of something. So that was moved outside. So the internet is so critical because we're all connected. How did we all become connected internationally in a more streamlined way? It was through the internet. It was through the internet. So what does the internet do? It really captures and it enslaves everyone. That's what it really does. It's a measure of control from a hidden hand that we never even think about. Because now they're able to connect, and from that they're able to develop algorithms and trends off of we tell them everything that we're doing. Remember when they had the Arab Spring out of Tunisia and Egypt? What was the first thing that the system wanted those individuals that were having the riots and the uproar with? What was the first thing that they wanted them to communicate via Twitter, via Facebook, via the internet? This is definitely used. Hold, we got to get ready to go to a commercial break. Scotty, give me two more minutes because I got to grab some gas. Okay. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. Hold on, Rob. You're listening to Tando Radio Show brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Yeah. Freestyle. Free like birds and trees. Free like open seas. Free like the change of seasons. And that is the reason we need to stop killing American soldiers without a reason. Freestyle. Fighting a war for money control and America's own treason. Disloyal to our own, but we go to other nations and we make their houses our homes. What about our homes? What about our houses? In this war that ain't about you, ain't about me, and damn sure ain't about America's civil liberties. Cause we got Americans dying behind gunfights, crooked cops, babies crying, presidents lying, black men a statistic, AIDS, and this shit is quite twisted. The streets sweep, babies missing, and mamas wishing they daddies was there, and it makes me wanna holler cause it seems like we no longer care. Freestyle, free life, freeing the street soldiers from this war in progress cause it's on the street too, and it too is about greed and power. We need the government to wake up and take a truth shower. We need us to get us free cause they don't know what's best. Probably ain't never seen 7-year-old little boys wearing bulletproof vests to protect their chest cause ghetto children run free, and they run free through free bullets that's ready to rip through chest. Free bullets ready to lay to rest anyone in their way. See, free bullets run free through playgrounds where ghetto children run free all day. Freestyle, let me await to see the day when I am free like birds that fly high up in the sky, flapping wings able to elevate while my mind accumulates thoughts of being free cause my voice is not free like freedom of speech should be. Freestyle.
Like a spoiled child with well-to-do parents, like not only being royal but standing and planning as the heir apparent. That's how it should be. Freestyle. Without FCC sons of piles calling out fouls, or free like anarchy in the streets and the rippling roars of the crowds, like taxi drivers do rules written in stone. Freestyle the way the FBI can tap all our phones. Free to be me and do whatever I want to do, and freestyle so they can be them and you can be you too. I want mine totally, completely, absolutely, unconditionally free. No rules or regulations of what could, should, or might happen or what they be. No values claim, no limits to the game. No special names you need to know to get in. No chains, leashes, leases, or theses on how far I can take my journey or what criteria this poet needs to fill and fit in. Free to see glass ceilings shattered and the shards sent to the discard pile. Full freestyle.
That's how it should be. That's how it should be. Freestyle.
No, I'm not a writer.
Okay.
Give up on my way.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'd like to hear from you. Get down on the conversation. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Hit **. I can't see the board, so if you hit **, just say, excuse me, jump in the conversation. We'd love to hear from you. We got my man Rob that was still on. He had a question about the Internet, control of the Internet being moved from the U.S., back in 2016, and yes, I think that this definitely is a part of that whole thing. So let's get back to my man Rob. Rob, you there? We may have lost my man Rob. Okay. All right. So yeah, good point. And that was, see, this is why it's so important for us to have this platform and other platforms that we have, because now we're more aware of things. That's one of the things about the Internet that was extremely beneficial. But if we don't use that to our advantage, then it was all wasted. It was all in vain. And that's what we can't have. It's we are too powerful as people. You know how powerful you are. And once you start exercising that power, because of your exercising of it, even strengthens even more. And as we start to utilize our own free will, we start to discover talents and ability that we never even knew or thought that we had. And once you develop that, the potential for you to create is endless. You don't have to ask. You just have to question, and then from that question, you start to create the overall space and use the energy to solve the individual problems that will create that paradigm that you deem as necessary. So that in itself is worth it all. So I don't know if we lost the caller. I can't see the board possibly had. So, you know, and listening to during the break, listening to Max and the young lady with freestyle, that's exactly what it is. This is really all about. That's really what this is all about. And we should be thankful. Where we are right now is a great, great position. Because sometimes we won't move until we've been disturbed from our slumber. And it's not just the net neutrality thing. It's going to be compounded with more things. If we don't use this opportunity for our benefit, I don't think all is lost. Because what is going to happen is that once just the adverse sides of net neutrality comes about, once the overall furtherance of the collapsing of the common person's economy takes hold, then we'll see the overall importance of us to do something when we could take this opportunity and lose far less. If we would just seize the opportunities that are presented to us, it's just like investing. A lot of times with something with investing, it's not a matter of knowing what's a good investment. Knowing when the best investment is the most important thing, because you never ever buy or engage in investment because you like it. You engage in investment because the seller is asking the wrong price. Right now, the system is asking the wrong price for our sovereignty, and we got the opportunity to seize it.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
To underscore something you just said, that it could, I mean, we don't want to lose our platform. But the flip side of that,
no.
If we did lose our platform, look, I forget, I can't recall from memory from our stats how many tens of thousands of people downloaded podcasts. It was over 60,000, I think, that downloaded. That's not even including the people from all around the world that tune in to the radio station. That's separate from the podcast. So, you know, another couple of tens of thousands there as well. So if all of a sudden these people who regularly access the platform, the platform's gone and they know it's causing what they did to destroy net neutrality, they may get just pissed off enough to you know, do some of the other things that you're talking about.
Yes. And the thing is that it's really incumbent upon us to do everything that we can to bring the most information to the people. It's not just Black Talk Radio Network that's going to be affected by this. It's like the canary in the coal mine. Once the canary falls in the cage, you know it's only a matter of time before you will follow the canary, because the canary's lungs are smaller. So they need, when the quality of oxygen has been depleted, that canary goes, that canary lets you know. It's only a matter of time before you go, because the overall conditions for survivability is being dwindled and taken apart. So we're really at a position of advantage. And we really need to use this position of advantage, because this is really about the overall collapse, the methodical collapse, and the stronghold that the system wants to ensure that it continues to grab with you all. And once again, I think the most powerful solution of things that we can do is we can stop giving blood to the leech. No more blood. No more blood. And what's the significance of that?
We're no longer flesh and blood. Now we are spirit only. And a spirit doesn't need what flesh and blood needs. We don't need this civilization that they've created to subjugate and enslave us. You don't need it. They told you you do. In order to be, to have the conference of the slave that they want you to be, yes, you need this system in order to do that. But at some point, at some time, it's not about the comfortability of a slave. I want the birthright of being sovereign and independent. Then you may see something that you weren't able to see from civilization. You may see that you already were living in the land of milk and honey, and that you were already a part of the overall creation of the garden that continues to yield without a price. What I mean by a price, without a civilized price, there will always be a price for everything. It's known as a consequence of things. There's a difference between a price and a consequence of things. I'd rather the consequences of things than the price of things, because man has created an environment and a sphere where the price of things destroys. And because of that, poverty reigns. In the ecosystem, there's consequences for everything you do. Good consequences, neutral consequences, and adverse consequences. And the thing about it is that it is no respecter of that living entity. Doesn't matter who you are, it exists and it will happen. So I think that this is a favorable moment for us to invoke ourselves with net neutrality. At some point, we're going to have to take this stand, in my opinion, anyhow. So let's start conceptualizing it and putting it together. I think the best course of action, and I agree with you all in everything that you say that is reasonable as far as what's dictated. But I think that we can't just look at one or two things that should be a strategy to it all. And I think one of the most important things is this. Never give what your true objective is in compromise. Because what I think is the most powerful thing is that one of the reasons why I think it's important for us to stop paying our bills and for everyone to not work for 3 days or to give up, you know, their internet and not pay any bills and not work for a specific amount of time, that one is not to show the system how powerful you are. You do that to show how powerful you are and what happens, and you'll see how the system responds. And the system is going to have a response like, oh, well, yeah, it affected, but it did. But you already know it's a big lie, because once this goes around and you'll see the effect, they'll respond to it immediately. They'll have to. Is undeniable. But here's the most important thing. It's not what you see their response. You will see the power that you now wane. And you'll see there'll come a deal that Pharaoh will try to give you. Pharaoh will try to give you. I want to put it this way. There's a deal that the system will try to get you. They're going to try to get you to compromise your situation. And they're going to say, we're going to give you this free, this stuff, this. They'll come with all kinds of things that they've never had to pay, that you've already paid for in your overall labor and in your family's labor anyhow. Look at how much they've stolen. They're not going to give you anything that they've not already stolen, that wasn't already yours by birthright.
Dave, you got a call.
Okay, we got a call. Let's go to this caller real quick, and then I'm going to end it out on, want to finish what it is that I think and how to conceptualize this. Let's go to this caller real quickly. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Caller. I can't see the area code, but is this showing up in the Hartford region? If you unmute it yourself by hitting **, your mic is open. Maybe you
call in the Hartford region.
I think
okay.
That, I
well,
think...
if you do, just jump in. That's okay. That's okay. All right. So what am I saying is that we can never let on to what the real objectives are, even or you can let on to it, but you can never waver in it. This should be the objective. Is that we want to totally? It's time for the system to totally be dismantled.
Dave, I did have a comment.
And yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
About compromise, and this was the theme of Brother David's show yesterday. So you check out that podcast if you have an opportunity and you didn't hear it yesterday. So about 4 weeks, about a month ago, maybe, one of the large media platforms that targets black people, not saying that they benefit black people, but they target black people. And News One, you heard of them? I got reached.
Yeah, of course, yes.
Yeah, one of their executives reached out to me. And I think, I can't say for sure, but they sort of like made it seem like they interested in giving me a wider audience on their platform with Black Talk Radio News that I do. And so I was like thinking about it and whatnot. They wanted to know, well, how many people was tuning in and whatnot. So anyway, make a long story short, I feel like that's the control corporate media trying to bring me under their control and trying to tempt me with vanity and being, oh, I'll be featured on this big platform and everybody will know my name and all this and that. But then, you know, that would make me compromise my message. Because they're not going to allow us to talk. They're not going to allow me to talk about the things that I talk about. So that's, you know, I believe that was the system trying to compromise me. I can't say for certain.
But Scotty, that's how they come. You see, let me tell you real quick. You know, let me tell you, you hear this stuff about the Trumps with this whole thing with Russia and everything else and trying to get them to compromise and be a part of and basically be engaged in giving information and sharing information with the rest. One of the things, let me tell you what this espionage system does. One of the things that the espionage system does is that they look for people that will say no. They won't look for people that say yes. Because the people that say yes and they see those individuals that would do it, they are a liability. It's the individuals that say no that they try to focus on. Because they know that those individuals won't want to really engage in it, and it's easier to blackmail them. So, yeah, Scotty, this is definitely how this all, and it all starts off with subtleties, you know. But you are able to, you know what that was all about because you were able to resonate and see the energy that was being, what was really being done and said. And your response would be the appropriate one that you needed to take. So, it is huge because when you start, one of the things that they're going to do is first they're going to ask you, then they're going to tell you you're going to do it, the system, and then they say, we're going to make you do it. But see, the whole thing is that they never have control over your free will until you surrender it. So, that's very, very important. And we got to get ready to get out of here. And I want to close on this. This is what I think is very, very important. An opportunity here. We need to be doing all the things that we all collectively in collective prudence that we decide to do. And also move to this objective, to where even if it's not net neutrality, even if it's off of this situation or this situation, at some point and at some time, we need to say no to the system and stop paying for anything anyway. So now it's a favorable time to find the appropriate reason why. It should have been for all of the other reasons in the past that we didn't do it on, but now is our opportunity. The opportunity is always ours. And if we seize upon it, we can totally break everything. And in dismantling it, will it be difficult? Yes, it will be difficult. But you still, when you conquer someone or you conquer something, you can use the infrastructure that was brought by that they used to conquer you. Now you can use it for your overall advantage. The internet should be used for the true redefined and re-engagement into the ecosystem that we still can have, that the great creator has given us. I think it's very important for us to use this opportunity to look for, use this moment as an opportunity to look for where we can disengage ourselves from the, to no longer give energy to the system.
Hey, you got a call.
Reason.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
Okay.
Brother,
no, you're good, Scotty.
Yeah.
We're going to go to that call in 1 second.
Yeah, I got
a good opportunity.
Announcement also. BIB Radio is pre-recorded, so it's not going to be live, so you won't be able to listen over the phone. But because the time that I got it, you know, they were kind of behind. It will be published as a podcast on blacktalkradionetwork.com, and I will upload it to the digital station, so it will be on probably about 5 minutes after it normally comes on. So just one for those that listen to that program, okay. It's not live, it's pre-recorded. So that's what's going on there. Thank you.
Okay, cool. No problem. Hold on 1 second, Carl, because then I'm gonna end with that. If we use this, at some point we gotta withdraw our energy for this all. And this is the most powerful thing that we can ever do, is where we say we will no longer support, harbor, and give aid to this whole system. We're removing our energy. You're going to do what you're going to do because that's your free will. We're not trying to go against that, but you're not going to use your free will to go against us. This is where we're going now. And guess what happens to that system? Their inability to have the magnitude of people will be their downfall. The masses are with you. That's the opportunity. We need to quit. We need to walk away. We need to give no energy. Start off with just a small thing. We're not going to pay the internet. We're not going to pay the cell phones. We're not going to pay any bills. We're not going to work. What response would the system have? They're already going to collapse the overall common person's economy anyhow. If you collapse it under your terms, then you will be able to rebuild it under your terms. Man, so powerful. How many will engage in that? Doesn't really matter what the numbers are. Only matters what you're going to do. So let's take this caller, and this will be the last caller before we get out of here, and this will be the last before we get out of here. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, and what is your question or comment?
Brother Bragg.
Hey, Dave, it's just me. Peace. It's just me, man. I was just laying in the cut.
Wait a minute. You didn't mean just you. Wait. Go ahead, Brother Bragg. Wait, 1 second, Brother Bragg. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty, real quick, because I don't want to interrupt you, Brother
no,
Bragg.
I was just calling out Brother Bragg's name so he knew that we were talking about him.
Okay, go ahead, Brother Bragg.
Well, you know what I was thinking about today? I was thinking about the Serving Kings, man. Many things, jurisdiction, man. I sit here and listen to this show. Great show. Some things we all going to have to talk about. No doubt. As far as removing yourself from contracts that you didn't make, things of that nature. But I won't even open that up right now. It's on the way out. But great show, Dave, no doubt.
We're going to do that Monday, Brother Braggs. You and I are going to do that Monday.
Yes, sir, because you know what? We need to talk about the popery and that order that he wrote, man. We just need to touch bases. I don't know if a lot of people saw that, man.
Yeah, Brother Davis sent me that yesterday.
You know for sure that the majority of people don't see it because that's one of those publications mass media will not put out.
Right.
Hey, let me say this about that, Brother Braggs. Now, I saw somebody post that to social media, but they were singing the praises of Pope Francis like he's some kind of moral person.
Oh, no.
That's why we're going to talk about it. Yeah, we got to talk it in depth.
No. What he did, kind of he released us from a whole bunch of contractual obligations. I don't know if most people even heard of it, man, actually. But
yeah,
I don't even want
to. They admitted to it. It's
improper. I have to read it when it's in front of me because I can't pronounce that word. But serious business, man. And this is not the first time I saw this. I saw another one that was printed from 2013 when they talked about it. So now he did it. And I think I got both of those. And I'll send you the other one day when I run across. So I know I got it.
Okay, well, let's do that on Monday's show for sure, Brother Brad. Go ahead, finish what you were going to finish.
No, that's all I wanted to say. It was a great show, man. I was just sitting back laying the cut. Because you're making me think of all kinds of things as your guys go through the show, you and Scotty, man. Just, I like to listen, sit and listen. I can't think and listen, man. I can't do two things at one time. I'm not good like y'all.
Nah, man, you know me. So, all right, everyone, we're going to get ready to get out of here. Brother Bragg, if you would, chime us out. And remember, it's never goodbye as always. We'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away.
Peace.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold. It's happened before. In 2000, Saddam Hussein announced Iraqi oil would be traded in euros, not dollars. Sanctions and an invasion followed. Some say because the Americans were desperate to prevent OPEC from transferring oil trading in all its member countries to the euro.
Not the case in places like Libya and many of the Gulf states. A gold dinar would have given oil-rich African and Middle Eastern countries the power to turn around to their energy-hungry customers and say, sorry, the price has gone up and we want gold.
The United States should welcome the self-determination of Africans. They certainly have denied self-determination to Africans inside the United States, so we're not surprised by anything that the United States would do.